This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New Jersey is the sixth most segregated state in the nation for black students and the seventh for Latino students, according to a UCLA study. A lawsuit's trying to change that. In the integrated way the oil markets work, experts say that sanctions on oil supplies from Iran and Venezuela that combine to make up 5% of the world's supply could end up benefiting China and Russia as supplier markets. The FDA is now naming companies that are withholding drug samples to generic companies in order to block competition and lower prices. In 2017, 28% of borrowers who drew on home equity were over 60 years old, up from 13% in 2006. Only 25% of borrowers who extracted equity in 2017 were under 45, down from 41% in 2006. In more Wells Fargo scandals, some employees in a wholesale banking unit for corporate customers may have improperly altered information on documents as they tried to make a deadline to file money laundering reports in 2017 and 18. 44 stocks have now been rebuilt, and a record low number of stocks are being overfished. That's fishing stocks, a reversal of the trend of fishing stock declines prior to the 1996 reauthorization of the Mangusson-Stevens Act. In a new move against Planned Parenthood, the White House is moving to issue an order that would restrict federal funds to any clinic that conducts or even makes referrals for abortion. Anthem, the health insurer, denied thousands of claims last year under its avoidable ER program, according to a sample of emergency room bills analyzed by the American College of Emergency Physicians. The program, which Anthem has been rolling out in a handful of states in recent years, reviews claims based on the final diagnosis of patients. The Farm Bill failed reauthorization in the House as divisions were exposed between Republican and far-right members demanding work requirements for food and Republican moderates pressing for a debate on immigration. In past fights, the party's moderates have proved compliant, this time with their districts dominating the Democrats' target list for the coming midterm races. The moderates are holding firm to their own demands. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.